behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line now David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. David, are you there?
Yes, good evening, Dr. Stad.
Well, I'm
good
so glad
with you.
I'm so glad that you could make it this evening. And we're going to talk about this amazing document that separated the United States of America from any other country ever conceived of by mankind, a document that has given more freedom and more wealth and prosperity to the people of this country than any other document ever written by men. And a document which, of course, is being systematically destroyed today, because there are those who would circumvent this idea of limited government, individual freedom under God, with the all-powerful state under the control of a ruling elite. And this is exactly where we're headed today. Well, on the other side, there is a small group of people, of which David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney, who's our guest today, is part of, who are working to try to rekindle that flickering flame of freedom that is about to be extinguished in America, try to teach people about our Constitution, about our Christian heritage, why it was that our founding fathers were successful in creating a form of government that has lasted well over 200 years now, whereas France, which had a revolution shortly after ours, has had, I think, probably 10 or 20 different governments in that intervening time. David, how did you get interested in studying the Constitution and the problems it faces today?
Well, as a pastor, I began to notice things in our culture that were violently opposed to God's law and God's rule of what is right and wrong, abortion being one example, but there's a multitude of examples, the homosexual agenda that's being pushed. And here in the state of Maryland, we tend to be a pretty liberal state overall. And living just outside of Annapolis, I was challenged by someone once that, you know, the voice of a pastor needs to be heard by the legislature. They hear the voice of all kinds of activists, they hear the voice of all kinds of lobbyists, but they rarely hear from pastors. And I took that as a good challenge, that God's truth needed to be presented. So I began to go down during the legislative session and testify, and I was astounded by the kind of responses I received, that God's view of law and government has nothing to do with the way government is run and nothing to do with our country, and never did, was the kind of response I got. And I said, I know that that's not true. I know that our government was founded by Christians who were taking God's law, the principle they found in the Bible, and putting it into practice and informing our form of government. So I began to do some research on my own, and in the process of that, I ran across the Peruca brothers who were conducting this course, Institute on the Constitution. I kind of got involved the second year they were doing that, and lo and behold, as I took the course, I recognized this was an excellent tool to put together the facts that I knew were true and to teach them to other people. And so shortly thereafter, I got involved in teaching the class here in Maryland and helping promote it across the country, helping other pastors take it up. I was just speaking with a pastor last week in Pennsylvania, and he is excited. He bought a host kit, and he's going to start this winter teaching people in his community what the Bible teaches about law and government and what our founding fathers clearly stated. You know, it's not a hidden fact. All you have to do is go back and read what the Founding Fathers said in their letters, or what they said in their speeches, what the Federalist Papers state. You could find throughout the Founders' statements a biblical worldview, and that biblical worldview that is government is limited, government was ordained by God, and therefore government has a proper area of jurisdiction.
All right, we're going to have to...
outside of that.
Mm-hmm. You just hang on to that thought here, and we'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most important subject we can address today, for without God, there is no freedom. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And our special guest this afternoon is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And we're talking about America's Christian heritage. Now, this is the most carefully kept secret in America today. The people who control our educational establishment would never want you to know that this country was founded by Christians, that it was, our laws were based upon Christianity, that certainly from the very beginning of this country, our legislatures, our House of Legislature always opened with prayer, or that the Ten Commandments was the basis of modern law. They wouldn't want you to know, for instance, that a recent poll by CNN and USA News revealed that 77% of the American people think Judge Roy Moore is absolutely right to be able to just publicly display the Ten Commandments there in a public, in a government building. They don't want you to know that sort of thing. They don't want you to know there's a tremendous amount of people here in America who love God, who love freedom, because they intend to take away your freedom. This is what it's really all about. There has always been those on the other side who would, of course, establish rule by an authoritarian elite. These ideas go back to Plato, but, of course, the force behind Plato has always been a dark spiritual force. And people have forgotten that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney, is an outstanding spokesman for this, working with the group back in the East. And my understanding is you're putting out these kits to teach people about the Christian history of America and our Constitution on a regular basis, almost every day, somewhere
right.
in America.
At least one or two go out every day, and it's a steady stream. It's very encouraging because as I speak with people who get the kit and then begin to host the class, they're finding a good response in terms of the people who are seeing this lecture series. Actually, if your audience is not familiar with the Institute on the Constitution host kit, it contains a video set that has 12 specific lectures done by constitutional law professor Dr. John Eidsmo, and he goes through the history, the heritage, the foundation of our nation, discusses the Declaration of Independence, which obviously states that we're a nation that believes in a Creator God, and it's that Creator God who has given us our inalienable rights. That is, no form of government can rightly take away our rights. They may usurp them, they may violate them, but because they are granted to us by God, they cannot be taken away. And as they say in that declaration, whenever a form of government arises that violates those rights, after a redress for grievances has been sought and no relief has been gained, then the people have another God-given right, not only to life, liberty, property, pursuit of happiness, but they have a God-given right to
hold that thought. Hold that thought right there, David. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Pastor David Whitney. We're talking about America's form of government, which is not taught in our schools anymore. At one time, every 4th of July, they used to read the Declaration of Independence on radio and on television. You'd see it printed in the editorial pages of our newspapers. But you see, there is an organized effort to change America forevermore. And as a result, why we don't talk about the Declaration of Independence, or this idea that is spelled out there so very clearly. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and governments are instituted among men to preserve these rights, assuming their authority from the consent of the governed. That's why government was created, to ensure our God-given rights, different than any other nation in all history. Mm-hmm. Our freedoms come from God. Isn't it amazing that today the Supreme Court, which has been taken over by Masons and by people that were appointed by Masonic people who hate God and hate the God of the Bible and want to instill an authoritative system and merge us into a new world order, isn't it amazing that their views are heard? But those of the Christian patriots who love this country are constantly suppressed and certainly never mentioned in the churches of America today, because at one time our pulpits flamed with righteousness, mm-hmm. but that's no longer the case because the ministers have been dumbed down. They infiltrated our churches years ago, and the first thing they did was to teach the young men becoming ministers, the only purpose of the church is to save souls, never be involved in what's going on in society. Well, I don't believe. I think that the purpose is to save souls, but it's also to be involved in society. And at one time, America was the envy of the world because the ministers were heard and they had the courage to speak out. Today we have ministers who have far more fear of government than they have of God.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and pick up the story there, David.
Right, and you know, that is what Christ called us to be, salt and light. Salt stings when it gets in the wounds of a culture that is wicked and in rebellion against God's law. But this series, the Institute on the Constitution, teaches an overview of the Constitution as Dr. Eismo takes you through each article, the seven articles of the Constitution, then through the 27 amendments, and especially focusing on the First Amendment, spending a good deal of time debunking the myth of separation of church and state, that was the purpose of our founders, to create a wall of separation. And that series is very effective because it gives people an argument to present with those who do not understand the truth. And as people come to grasp these principles, it's very exciting to see the light go on in their eyes, and they begin to say, yes, my Christian heritage, my Christian faith was what this nation was founded upon. I recognize today it's not respected. It's denigrated in the press, in the media, by politicians everywhere, and yet it is the foundation. And if we return to the foundation, we can rebuild and restore what was a great and godly nation at one time in the history of our world. You know, you mentioned earlier Chief Justice Roy Moore. He's a great hero of mine because he has stood up for what is right. He has stood on the principle that the foundation of law in American civilization, the foundation of law, is God's law. And if you read our founding fathers, you find that they stated that very clearly, very plainly. Declaration of Independence, only one example of that. And by him saying that the Ten Commandments monument placed in the courthouse of the Supreme Court building in the state of Alabama was an establishment of a religion is entirely ludicrous. And he was absolutely right. He was absolutely right to oppose the edict of a federal court judge who had no jurisdiction over the state court buildings, because the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, which again is one of those amendments that's been trampled so thoroughly that most people don't understand, the 10th Amendment says that the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. That is, if the Constitution does not grant the federal government a specific power, a specific ability to do what it is called and designed to do, then it does not have the power to do that. And there's so many examples. Perhaps 90-some percent of what our federal government is currently doing is not granted to it by the Constitution. So they are violating the 10th Amendment when they say that the state of Alabama cannot acknowledge God publicly by having a Ten Commandments monument in the state rotunda. For example, the Constitution of the state of Alabama requires them to acknowledge God. It begins with gratitude to God Almighty for the blessings of liberty, and most state constitutions around our country also begin with a similar acknowledgement of God at the very beginning of their constitution. So the federal government, with the force of a judge who is breaking the Constitution and violating his oath of office to uphold the Constitution, and illegal action and an illegal edict on his part has led to the movement of that monument and then led to the expulsion of Chief Justice Roy Moore from his elected position. The people of Alabama elected him to that position. He has now been put out by an unelected and unaccountable group of judges.
And I just think this is really so important to understand that the majority, the vast majority of the people of Alabama, and I'm sure probably far more than the 77% that was shown in that CNN U.S. Mm-hmm. News poll, support Judge Roy Moore. But you see, they don't care what the people want.
This is
a ruling elite who hate God. There is a conspiracy against God. There has always been. It's discussed in the Bible in Jeremiah 9:11 and Ezekiel 22:25, or 11:9. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 11:9 and Ezekiel 22:25. It's discussed in the second Psalm. And this is the same conspiracy. It's always been there. And of course, the significant thing about Judge Roy Moore is he has crystallized what this is all about. And he is being attacked by the conservatives. He's being attacked mm-hmm. by the liberals.
Yeah.
He's being attacked by the right. He's being attacked by the left. He's being attacked by the Democrats and an awful lot of Republicans. And I think that shows you that we really don't have a two-party system or a two-philosophy system. We have one philosophy, and it's anti-Christian. Mm-hmm. And when you understand that, and Judeo-Christian, after all, Christianity came out of the cradle of Judaism, criminal, the anti-Semites hate to have me say that, but remember, we worship both the Old and the New Testament, and it's the same God in both the Old and New Testament, although a lot of people will tell you that we live under grace, we don't have to lift anything in the Old Testament. And that is, of course, until we get around to talking about the importance of tithing, and then we go to Malachi to give you all the justification. Have you ever seen them do that?
Yes.
I mean, our guest today is Pastor David Whitney, and as a minister, he still sees this hypocrisy that's going on today, and the silence of the church, and an awful lot of ministers one day are going to have to stand before the bar of judgment. Amen. And ask why, when a time of moral crisis, they didn't have the courage to stand up and say no. Well, what's exciting to me, David, is really that you tell me that almost every day one or two more of these kits goes out, and every time a kit goes out, people are setting up these classes
right.
across America, and those kits are not used one time, they're used over and over
yes.
again
yes.
To educate people. So why don't you tell our listeners what is actually in there, so that if they do call that number yet, and of course the number to call is 410-760-9068.
That's right.
That's 410-760-9068. What's going to happen to them?
They will get a kit that contains the video set of the 12 Dr. John Eidsmo lectures on the Constitution, overviewing the Constitution, looking at the history of our nation, giving them the philosophy and the background of our founding fathers, that they were basing their construction of our constitutional republic upon biblical law, that they understood that if a law disagrees with God's law, if you make a law that is in violation of God's law, they understood that it is no law at all. It's null, it's void, it's not even valid at all. And as the class goes through those 12 lectures, we've put together a notebook that contains an outline of each of those lectures, so the students can follow along in the notebook, take notes of their own to more fully understand each of those lectures. And at the close of that half-hour lecture, the host, and we emphasize that it's a host, you do not need to be a history professor or a law professor, you don't even have to have any background at all, you just need to take what we have prepared, it's a turnkey method, take what we've prepared and walk through a series of questions that re-emphasize what the half-hour lecture, the highlights of the half-hour lecture. Of course, we've provided for the host all the answers, so looks like the host is very smart because the host has all the answers to the questions, but the student then can fill in the blanks and gain an understanding of exactly what that earlier half-hour lecture was about. Usually we find that once people begin to understand these concepts that Dr. Eidsmo presents, they begin to connect them with real-world events. The idea that government is ordained by God. Oh! You mean government just doesn't set itself up on its own throne and you know, take its powers from the fact that it's government? No, it's ordained by God. That means it's answerable to God. Well, I'll tell you, that's a new thought for so many people, that government is accountable to God, that ultimately the nations are going to be judged. The Word of God says so, that every nation is going to be judged, which means the rulers of those nations are going to be judged, whether they abided by the law of God or they violated the law of God.
But I think what was so unique about the United States is we were set up as a system with limited government so that people could have liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Liberty and limited government were synonymous, for
that's
our
right.
founding fathers feared tyranny, and they knew that total government would produce tyranny. Every time you pass a law, you take away a little freedom. That's
mm-hmm.
why they had the legislature meet for only maybe a few weeks out of the year. And that's all they met for back in Washington, D.C., because there was so very little that they could do, because at that time, the Constitution had taken the chains off the people and had put them on to the legislators.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our founding fathers realized that if men were angels, you wouldn't need government.
Right.
So they realized that the legislators would misuse that power. And that's why they put in the 10th Amendment that specifically stipulated that the powers that are not granted to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states are to be reserved to the states respectively or to the states respectively or to the people. The whole idea is the federal government couldn't do anything that was not laid out in the mm-hmm. Constitution. We wouldn't be fighting over in Iraq if that was true. We would not have federal control of education. We would not have Medicare. We would not have an income tax. We would have freedom,
right.
and we would still be a prosperous people instead of facing economic destruction, which is coming in the not-too-distant future, unless the American people are willing to get involved to help us take back America. We'll be right back here with Pastor David Whitney. Hold your calls until we ask one, please, here at Radio Liberty. another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. By the time you reach the retirement years, the average American will be taking 7 different prescription medications. Wouldn't it be nice to stay healthy and avoid taking all those pills? One unusual molecule has been shown to be effective in maintaining health, allicin, the active ingredient in fresh garlic. You won't find much allicin in regular store-bought garlic pills, but you will in Alimax, the only 100% pure allicin garlic extract now being imported from Britain. Call 866-405-4000 to learn more about Alimax. That's 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we carry a number of books which we feel will help you to understand what's going on. First of all, we carry a book by Tim LaHaye, The Faith of Our Founding Fathers. We have the book called Abandonment Theology, going into the background that the churches, seminaries have been infiltrated, so the ministers really don't understand they have a moral obligation for what's going on in our society today. And then, of course, we carry Original Intent, written by David Barton, which gives you the whole background of how they created this artificial wall of separation between church and state. A great four-tape set, form of government, and the exact title. But just ask for the four-tape set on the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. All of these are available from Radio Liberty. They're designed to help you understand the foundations of our freedom and why we're losing them. And of course, we're encouraging people to very seriously considering calling the Institute of the Constitution and getting this set for themselves. They need to teach this to their children. They need to teach it to their grandchildren. They need to teach it to their neighbors. They need to teach the people in their church. And if you've got a church that is not willing to take a stand for righteousness at a time like this, well, maybe you have a church that really is not doing what it ought to be doing. Maybe it's going into the church growth movement and replacing the Christ of the Bible with a new Christ that everybody can embrace. Oh, we're bringing people to Christ, but what Christ are we bringing them to? Notice how we've changed the music. Do you believe that the music honors God? Well, I don't. And I think it's so vitally important that people understand what's going on today is that America is in a death spiral going down. But you can help us. We can take America back if there are enough people out there who are willing to take a stand for righteousness. And of course, if you do not, then you'll have nobody to blame but yourself as we move away from freedom. If you'd like to get the items we've talked about, Original Intent, The Faith of Our Founding Fathers, the Abandonment Theology, our four tape set on the fundamentals of the American form of life, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And David, you were telling us, of course, that when people get this kit, why they'll get the 12 lectures by Dr. Eidmo, and they can put them on over a 12-week period, or over a 6-week period. They could even put it on a weekend if they wanted to, couldn't they?
And they
could
do that,
full-time program. Now, what about David Barton? Are you still using David Barton's excellent videos?
We include two of his excellent videos this kit, one which debunks the separation of church and state myth. It shows where that idea came from, how that idea has been distorted to intend actually to accomplish the opposite of what its author intended, that's Thomas Jefferson. Also is an excellent video called Keys to Good Government, and he points out in that video that the way our founders designed our government, and they state this very clearly in their writings, is that the citizens would be actively involved in this government. actively involved in choosing, and they make it very plain, choosing godly and Christian men to place into office, because they recognize this form of government could very easily be abused, as you have clearly mentioned. It's already been very abused when you do not have godly men in office, when you do not have Christian men in office. So it's the citizens' job to choose godly and Christian men to place into office, and then, secondly, it's their job to hold them accountable, to the Constitution, which is why every Christian needs to study the Constitution, needs to understand the Constitution, and follow through. So that's what this course is designed to do, give people a working handle on the Constitution. And you know, if they do that, they're actually being obedient to Jesus Christ. People often only quote the first half of the verse where Jesus says, "Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar." Yes, Caesar has a God-given jurisdiction. That is, government has a God-given jurisdiction. But the rest of that verse says, "And render unto God the things that are God's." And what is God's? Everything belongs to him. And if a government arises that violates his law, God has called upon his people to change that government, whether by the means that are available in our hands. Fortunately, our Constitution has not been completely destroyed, although it's been injured very severely. We still have an ability, if people understand, and that's why I'm so excited about Institute on the Constitution, educating people is the first step to turning our country back to the constitutional republic that was bequeathed to us by our founders. If people understand these truths, then they will know how to take action. One of those actions, of course, is to hold your elected officials accountable. Another is to encourage Christian, godly men to run. One of the exciting things here in Maryland is that the former instructor, I'm now the instructor here in Maryland of Institute on the Constitution, but the former instructor was convicted by what he was studying, and he was led by God to run for office, and he's now in the State House of Maryland, and he's making a great impact. For example, one impact he has made is he has been able to invite Chief Justice Roy Moore to come and speak before the state legislature. That's both the House and the Senate here in Maryland. It's going to take place tomorrow morning at 10:30, and encourage your listeners to be praying that Chief Justice Roy Moore would be able to get through the thick skulls of legislators who deny the Christian heritage, the Christian foundation of our nation, and who want to deny that the state of Maryland has the right to acknowledge God in public.
Now, my understanding is that you've actually put on some of these courses, or one of these courses, for some of the state legislatures,
right,
who actually, these are the people who are running the
yes.
state of Maryland, who don't understand the federal constitution that mm-hmm. they've sworn to uphold. And if you run for office, as I have many times, you go down and you raise your right hand and you swear to uphold the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And yet most of these people have no idea what they're swearing, because
right.
they don't understand the Constitution. And you out there in the listening audience, you have an obligation first to understand it yourself, and then, of course, to help us to educate others.
Exactly.
And one of the most important groups are our members of our state legislature. It doesn't even matter how godly they are. If they don't understand the Constitution, they're part of the problem. And most of what is being done at the state and at the national level is in violation of both the state and the national constitutions. And that's why America is doomed, unless, of course, we can rekindle that flickering flame of
that's
freedom
right.
that once burned so brightly and made America the envy of the world, the city on the hill, the beacon of light and hope for all mankind.
And that's what's so encouraging about having Chief Justice here tonight, and actually tomorrow he's going to speak to the legislature and then a press conference following that, and then he's speaking at an event up in Pennsylvania, because this is the first state legislature in all of the United States that has invited him to come speak to them about the issue of acknowledging God in public, about the issue of the Ten Commandments monument in Alabama, and why it was illegal what the federal judge did. It was illegal what they did to that monument, and it's illegal what they've done to the Chief Justice. And we are praying that every legislature, all 50 states, would have Chief Justice Roy Moore in the next several months speak to their legislatures and inform them about their responsibility as legislatures in preserving our liberty.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney. We'll invite your questions from out across America. And just remember that in Moscow, they teach their children reading, writing, arithmetic, and religion. But we couldn't do that in any major town in America today. Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Well, this is Dr. Stan. That tape set on our Constitution is called The Foundations of Our Freedom. The Foundations of Our Freedom. And then, of course, if you'd like to understand this secret society that created the Council on Foreign Relations, that is in a four-tape set we put together called Secret Societies. We have another four-tape set called The Secret Government, and that includes an interview with Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor. Not an interview I did, but an interview I purchased from Professor Quigley's widow, and we've had the opportunity to sell thousands of the copies of that tape set interview with Professor Quigley. My talk on geopolitics is all in the Secret Government 4-tape set. The second tape set is the Secret Society's 4 tapes that takes you into the background of the secret society that was created by Cecil Rhodes that metastasized to America in 1921 and became the Council on Foreign Relations. And it doesn't matter whether the Democrats or Republicans are in control in Washington, D.C. Their man is always Secretary of State. Their man always heads the Central Intelligence Agency. Their man always heads the Federal Reserve System. And, of course, most of the presidents and or vice presidents have come from the Council on Foreign Relations in this administration. Condoleezza Rice, Dick Cheney, Colin Powell, the key people in the State Department, all come from the Council on Foreign Relations, John Bolton, Paul Wolfowitz. And if you need to get more information, this is covered in my syllabus entitled The War in Iraq. And you really need to get that syllabus, The War in Iraq, and you need to get the video that goes along with it to understand what indeed is going on in America today. Because if you're not involved, believe me, the other side is. Richard Gardner, writing in Foreign Affairs magazine, the theoretical journal of the CFR, back in April of 1974, said, "We've got to do an end run around the Constitution." And that's just what they've done. Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Pastor David Whitney. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for David, give us a call, but it has to be on this subject. We don't want you to go on and harangue why you don't want to go, we shouldn't be in Iraq, or why we should be in Iraq. We want to talk about the Constitution and how the foundations of our freedom are being eroded. Because they've dumbed down the American people. They've specifically taken a mention of what we've talked about out of our textbooks. In fact, in the book Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence, they talk about the writings of the encyclopedias, and I've forgotten which one of the major encyclopedias it was, but this small group of people who control the foundations and the Council on Foreign Relations, of course, rewrote the encyclopedia, and they had the socialist write the section on socialism. Do you think he was impartial, or was he going to glorify how wonderful socialism was? And then they had a communist write the section on communism. And these are the texts that are used, the standards, the source of information in our universities. But the most interesting thing, the part was on capitalism, was also written by a communist. Do you think he'd be impartial? Of course not. And then we wonder why our children really don't understand what's going on in the world today, because they've been deliberately dumbed down. We don't educate, we indoctrinate, both at the high school and grammar school and at the college level. Well, you out there listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, are going to have to learn on your own, and we'll go take you to the original documents, and that's why it's so important that we have the Institute of the Constitution, and this taking the material put together by Dr. John Eismo, who's a professor of constitutional law, and make it available to you so you can learn, you can teach your children, so that we can recapture this dream that once was America.
you know, the Reverend John Witherspoon, who was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. So obviously he was one of our founding fathers as a signer of the Declaration, and he educated most of the men who were, the majority of the men at least, who were part of the Constitutional Convention. So he had a major impact upon the foundations of our nation. He said this: God grant that in America, true religion, by true religion he meant Christianity, true religion and civil liberty may be inseparable, and that the unjust attempts to destroy the one may in the issue tend to support and the establishment of both. There, our founding father was saying that true religion and civil liberty are inseparably bound together, and if anybody tries to break those two apart, may their attempt actually result in the establishment even stronger of those two as inseparable partners. And we have seen, as you have mentioned so cogently, the destruction of that link, that our liberty comes from God. Our rights come from God. And if those rights are taken from us by the government is usurping a right and a power that was never granted to it. And that's why educating the people is the most important tool. And as you have mentioned, the enemies know that they cannot let the next generation be taught the truth in those public indoctrination centers they call government schools. And they cannot let the public know the truth by allowing it out in any major media. And that's why I'm thankful for your radio program broadcast all over the United States, because people can learn the truth about what's really going on and understand that the major media has not just a small bias, but they have a major agenda to destroy our constitutional republic and submit us as a nation to a one-world government, the New World Order, of whatever you choose to call it, the exact opposite of what our founders designed our nation to be.
And if anybody doubts that the media is controlled, we have a wonderful article written by Richard Harwood, who is the ombudsman of all places, the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. And writing in October of 1993, he talks about the control over our media. And you want to read that? Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask for the Richard Harwood or the Washington Post article from today's broadcast. We'll send it to you free of charge. And we want you to get this to other people. And when you read what Richard Harwood wrote about the control of both political parties and the media in America, you'll realize why we're in so much trouble today. Well, now, David, of course, what about your website? You have a website.
Yes,
there.
We have a website. It's www.iotconline, all one word, iotconline.com. And people can go to that website and actually order the host kit. And there's abundance of materials and information, actually a number of video clips and so forth of Chief Justice Roy Moore and some of the events going on. There, on the front page, there's also an excellent tool for every citizen, questions to ask your legislator. Like, one of the simple questions is, what form of government do we have? You know, most legislators will respond, we have a democracy. They do not understand that we have a constitutional republic. But anyway, that's an excellent tool to use when you're interviewing people who are running for office to find out really where they stand. Do they understand the principles? And, you know, many people might think, well, what you're doing with Institute on the Constitution is good, but will that really make a change in our country? Well, I can testify that here in Maryland, it's already making a tremendous change. Now, Maryland, if you know the history of this state, has been a very liberal state on the East Coast, not perhaps as liberal as Massachusetts, but along that same lines, extremely liberal. And yet Don Dwyer, who believes these principles because he taught them over and over, he is implementing and teaching other legislators these principles of what our Constitution is about. As a freshman legislator last year, because he brought up the issue of the Constitution, not only the U.S. Constitution, but the state of Maryland Constitution so frequently, it became a habit in his committee, the Judiciary Committee, that when any question came up in terms of a piece of legislation, they would turn to this freshman legislature and say, Don, what does the Constitution say about this? So he was able to educate them from his background. He has no background as a lawyer, no background as a historian or a professor of any sort. He was a businessman who began studying these principles and then began teaching these principles and then ran for office on these principles.
And he won over the opposition of all of the major establishment there.
Including the Republicans, who said, you can't win, Don. You're talking about the Second Amendment. You can't win. You're talking about pro-life. You can't win. Tone down your, you know. But he ignored all their advice and went on the principles, and he won. And furthermore, he's finding that there are many other like-minded. He's gathered a group that he calls the Liberty Committee of almost a dozen now legislators who are in agreement that they need to roll back unconstitutional legislation. They need to change. And the governor of the state, who's a liberal Republican, has actually said there's a new wind in the Republican Party here in Maryland. He's recognized that there's something going on that's out of his control. There's something that the party hacks do not have control over.
And let me just point out, the CNN poll I referred to earlier, CNN, USA World Today report showed 77% of the people believed that Judge Roy Moore had the right to display the Ten Commandments. The people don't feel the way the leaders do, but they isolate them. And, of course, because the other side controls the media, then, of course, they give us the feeling, well, you're the only crackpots out there. Nobody else feels that way.
Yeah.
Most Americans love God and value freedom. Let's take America back. But right now, let's go to Linda calling from Wisconsin. Hi, Linda. How are you doing?
Hello there.
Incidentally, if you're out there and you want to give us a call, we'll take your calls now. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go ahead, Linda.
Yes, you were talking just a little bit ago about having these study groups or getting some people together. A year ago, a friend of mine, the both of us, we tried to put together a program here under the NCCS, which is the National Center for Constitutional Studies. We even had a speaker. We had a place rented, everything, for people to come and have the Constitution taught to them. We did not have one person call us back. I went to all of the churches in my area here and put out the information of what it was and, you know, why we need to understand
right.
the Constitution.
All right, Linda, let's get David's response to that.
Sure.
David, how do you get this thing going in Maryland up there in Wisconsin, why Linda can't get anybody concerned?
You know, in Wisconsin, I think it's another very liberal state. If you think about the examples of outrageous government action against the people, that is, if they see what's taking place in the schools and people are outraged, if you can find some of those issues where because the Constitution is being violated instead of followed, the government is out of control, and you begin to talk to people about those, perhaps write editorials for the paper and note at the bottom that you are starting a class.
I've done that. And I've gone to the meetings when Ron Kind comes, our congressman. I've gone to his town meetings, and I've stood up and I've spoke. And this last time when I went, I spoke against the war in Iraq, and I told why. And I read my editorial to the people that were there that night that was in the local paper because I wanted Ron Kind to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, pretty much, I gave him a book called The Majesty of God's Law by Cleon Skousen, which explains our Constitution, why we have one, why he should be following it. One other time I gave him tons of information, when I say tons, not anything that he couldn't get through, but I have never once received a letter, a note, anything to say to me, thank you, Linda, for the information you gave me. You have woke me up.
Well, I'll tell you what, Linda, I would suggest that, first of all, what you need to do is get time, try to find a couple of people who will help you. There is a wonderful radio station up there. It's run by a friend of mine. And buy time on a radio station, and then, of course, start putting this information out. If you would like to contact us off the air, I'm sure that we have people up in the Wisconsin area who are concerned, who are getting in touch with us. And if you'd like to talk to us, I would be see if we could get you the names of some of those people.
Well,
but thank you so very much. Right now, let's go to Phil calling from King City. Hi, Phil. Phil, are you there?
I have Roger.
Oh, Roger. Roger, hang on. Let's go to Phil. Roger, pardon me, Phil from King City.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Right.
Oh, okay. I hear what you folks are talking about, and I've been bothered by the flow of history is taking us for 20, 30 years. And it seems like we're just headed pell-mell to the brave new world order.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my understanding, do you guys believe that Jesus is coming back, yes or no?
Yes, I do, but I believe that we are called to be salt and light, We are to preserve liberty because by preserving liberty, we make the best opportunity possible. As Paul said to his disciple Timothy, that he encourages men to pray, and to pray specifically for those in leadership, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. That we are to seek to bring about justice in the world, in spite of the fact that Christ is coming back. We do not just throw up our hands and say, well, it's all going to go to hell anyway, so let's just let it go to hell. We need to be salt and light, seeking to preserve even what is a corrupt and degenerate process. But the thing that's encouraging is that when people understand these principles, we've found people who've come to our class that have actually placed their faith in Jesus Christ as a result of coming to the class and studying the Constitution. Because the class teaches very clearly that all men are sinners, and that the result of the fact that all men are sinners is you can't trust any of them. And so you need to structure a form of government with checks and balances and separation of powers, and it's been exciting to see that this class is actually a witness to non-Christians who themselves are concerned about the direction of our nation, concerned that their freedoms are being taken away. So I would not, as I am a premillennialist, as a premillennialist, I would not encourage a Christian ever to step out of the political process, because Jesus said to us, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's.
Let me make a point, and then I'll get Phil back on. Mm-hmm. But Phil, there are a lot of Christians who say the Lord's coming back, so why should I be involved? And I say to them, well, what are you going to say to your children and grandchildren if the Lord comes back 30 years after America as a nation has fallen, and they've either been slaughtered or tortured, or they've lost everything and been enslaved? You have a responsibility. God puts you here for a purpose, and one of those purposes is to be a good citizen, and certainly to speak out on the injustices of what's going on in the world today. And do not simply be dissuaded by these people who have a whole gospel built about one verse in the Bible, like Romans 13. Paul was not writing to the Americans. He was writing to the people of Rome. God gave us this constitutional republic. We're losing it because we've gotten into this idea of saying, well, Christ is coming, so why should I bother to do anything? Why should I fix the fence? Why should I fix the road? Why should I paint the house? Christ is coming soon. How do you respond to that, Phil?
Didn't you say earlier that God installs governments? That any government is by God's choice?
Yes, but the thing is that we can also lose a government when the good people don't do anything. I believe God installed this government, and we lost it because the good people allowed the wicked people to take over.
No. We sold out.
Well, does it really matter?
We all sold out to money.
It really doesn't matter.
Even the church is sold out to money. Everybody sold out.
Phil, what is your solution?
To do the best you can,
right,
and not be attached to the outcome.
All right, fine. Go ahead, David. How would you respond? Isn't this basically what you're saying, David,
yes,
is that we should do our best we can instead of just sitting around and bemoaning everything?
That's right, because Jesus said, render to Caesar. In our country, we do not have a Caesar. We do not have a king.
The Constitution is
supreme. It's the supreme law of the land, and therefore what the Constitution calls us to do, according to God's word, is what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be active citizens. We're supposed to be holding our elected officials accountable. In other words, because the Constitution is still in effect, as long as it's still in effect, we are supposed to honor and reverence and follow the Constitution, not those who violate the Constitution. So Christ's calling on those when he said, render to Caesar, for us in our constitutional republic, that means we need to fight for the Constitution being understood as it was interpreted by the Founding Fathers and intended by the Founding Fathers, and fulfilled. So we need to rein in an out-of-control judiciary, an out-of-control president, and so on. We need to follow the Constitution. That's what Christ commands us to do.
Now, Phil, how would you respond to what David said?
I have felt like this for 30 or 40 years. You guys misunderstand me. I've felt this way for 30 or 40 years.
Uh-huh.
It's been coming, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse, and I've seen people fight it, and it doesn't do any good. It doesn't mean you should stop fighting it.
It means you should
go out there and do the best you can, but not be attached to the result.
Okay, I agree, not be attached to the result, but in fighting it, we're here in Maryland, which is not a conservative state by any means, we're seeing elements of victory taking place in our state legislature that are unbelievable. 5 years ago, that a Christian judge like the Ten Commandments judge, Chief Justice Roy Moore, would be speaking to the Maryland legislature tomorrow would be unthinkable. Nobody would think, you couldn't, even the Christians who were in the legislature would not think that that could happen. And so I think oftentimes Christians defeat themselves before they even get started and say, well, it's going to go to hell, so let's just, give up on it and not fight.
Phil, let me suggest that you check out their website. This is a positive program, and we're working with the people from the Institute of the Constitution because they got the best program going in America. Hey, thanks so much for calling. And right now, I'm going to have to let Roger go. If Roger wants to hang on, I'll be glad to talk to him after the program. But the message that you're hearing is so vitally important. What's that telephone number again, and what is that website?
Call us at 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. And our website is www.iotconline.com. iotconline.com.
And I would like to suggest to Phil, and to the other people out there, that they want to give us this feeling of discouragement. There's nothing we can do. Well, in the final analysis, it may be God's war, but it's our battle, and we're called to stand and to be the watchman on the wall. God bless you. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. This is a fascinating four-tape set, Genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr.
Dinigan, who
heard back in 1969, actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I want to mention a couple of the items we carry. You know, we carry the Big Berkey water filters, both the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light. And in case of any sort of emergency, it's wonderful to have a source of water you can depend upon, and you can filter pond water or river water or pool water. Doesn't matter. It'll be safe to drink. And let me suggest that you seriously consider getting a Big Berkey water filter. If you have fluoride in your water, you need to get the Berkey water filters with the special post filters, because fluoride is the active ingredient in Prozac. It's very effective as far as population control. It actually decreases fertility. We have all the scientific studies, and the fact you've not heard this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that today exists over what the doctors and the dentists and the American people think. So seriously consider getting a Big Berkey water filter. Get a Phenopoly set to teach your children and your grandchildren how to read and spell phonetically. The best investment you can give in any child is to teach them how to read. And Phenopoly will do that for $139.95, whereas most of these programs are $300, $400, $500, $600, $800. Give us a call right now and order Phenopoly by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to get the Robinson Homeschool curriculum to take your child from grammar school to high school graduation, or maybe you'd like to get the education yourself, why, it's only $199.95. It's all on 22 CD discs, and it will change the child's entire outlook. You don't want to send them to school because they'll turn them against God and family and country. That is the purpose of education. And then, of course, we also mentioned fact that people who produce Alamax do help us here at Radio Liberty. Give them a call at 866-405-4000. That's Alamax, 866-405-4000. And so remember, it's Miracle 2 soap products that we carry, Phenopoly, Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. Call right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time we have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you out there, as you listen to us out across America, realize we have to pay for our time on shortwave. If you want to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like a free copy of our latest newsletter, and this, of course, goes into the Christian history of this country, the fact that from the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence to the closing paragraph of the Constitution, we see these words God discussed. The whole foundation of this country was based upon God. So you need to get a copy of our latest newsletter. I think it's one of the best ones we've ever done. If you'd like a free copy, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And let me suggest that you ask for a free copy of the Radio Liberty December newsletter. We hope that many of you will go to our website at radioliberty.com. And there you can listen to our radio programs 5 hours a day on the Internet. You can also pull down our archive programs. Now, if you do listen 5 hours a day and then to all the archives, you're not going to get very much else accomplished. But really, it's so important that you do get the information and then help us disseminate it. Tell others about our website. Now, when you go to our website, be sure to look at the products we carry. And we do carry the big Berkey products. And if you buy them through Radio Liberty, you get a 4-tape set or you get a video that we produced of Right Along, and our prices are very competitive. So go to our website at radioliberty.com. And if you need to get the PF4 reduction filters or any of the big Berkey products, get them through Radio Liberty and help us as we reach out across America with the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And then, of course, your obligation is to tell other people about our radio stations, to find out if your local radio station would be willing to pull us down off of satellite, because we have either satellite programs or audio tape programs we'll send to any station in America that will play them. And then, of course, your job is to get your friends and neighbors to listen to the programs, to get them to challenge what we've said. Go to our website and pull down our newsletters, and they go back into the 1996-1997 time, and then get the sources of reference there. How can we make this statement, for instance, that the Japanese had tried to surrender 7 times over a 5-month period, and that the invasion of Iwo Jima and the Okinawa and the dropping of the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were totally unnecessary? Well, we'll be glad to send you, for instance, the article out of the Chicago Tribune that was there the very day that the peace treaty was signed on the battleship Missouri back in 1945. And they talked about how the Japanese had been trying to surrender, and we wouldn't allow them to surrender. Why? Because there were dark spiritual forces working at the upper echelons of our government, the same dark spiritual forces that work within the Council on Foreign Relations and within our universities and education, to change America from a Christian republic to a secular democracy and then into a living hell. This will happen unless the good people of America are willing to get the information necessary to turn things around, and it can be done. We simply ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. Because this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, economic battlefield. And then we ask you, of course, to pray for our leaders, because our leaders need to return to God. We ask you to pray for our ministers, because so many of them have been swept up in success. Success is far more important than preaching the gospel. Oh, we've got to have music that sounds like the rock bands that come right out of hell, because, of course, that's going to get people into the churches. But does it honor God? The sort of music we hear in so many churches, could you imagine spending eternity listening to that music day in and day out? An awful lot of Christians know it's bad. They just don't have the courage to stand up and say it's wrong. And what we need to do is reinstill in Christians the ability to say what's right and what's wrong and stand for righteousness and learn to say no now on their feet. Because if they don't, very soon they may very well say yes on their knees. And then lastly, remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Again, our number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.